With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go.
Hopefully they don't bat out of order. That'd be bad.
Howard Finkel joining us on the show. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Zach Meisel, who joins us to talk about the Indians. Hello, Zach.
Man, you guys know how to get the adrenaline pumping.
I'm excited. I know you're excited. We're all excited for Indians baseball.
Yeah.
Can I get one per? You know, when we're getting ready for the Browns, it is Super Bowl, Super Browns. People are cutting promos in their car, and I got Zach. Yeah,
here we go.
I was trying to think what your World Series Indians version of that chant would be, but nothing really rolls off the tongue.
Well, I want to ask you.
I thought it was World Series, World Tribe.
Yeah, Zach, it's obviously weird because the Indians begin today. It is, as Ken noted very early in the show, people are waking up to snowfall, a gentle coating throughout most of Northeast Ohio, especially on the east side. Don't even think about Chardon. My God, there's probably a foot of snow out there.
Nanuka, the north, is out there.
And at the same time, Francisco Lindor signs this massive deal. They get it done overnight. That's the big story in baseball. It's really the big story in sports this morning. So Indians fans are waking up to that. They're trying to figure out what station, what network the game's even on today. Where do you rate this year's level of excitement compared to past years?
Well, I think it's probably lower than it's been since Terry Francona came here in 2013, because you had optimism those first couple years just because it was all new and you had an established manager. And they had signings that were exciting at the time, even though they didn't pan out, and Nick Swisher and Michael Bourne. And then you became a contender a couple years into that tenure. And so every year before this one, it seemed like it was playoffs were the expectation. So, yeah, I mean, it was a winter of discontent. It was a nuclear winter. It was however you want to describe it. You know, there were very few positive headlines coming out of 2401 Ontario Street. And, you know, here we are, and you have the dispute over the carriers. So a lot of people won't even be able to watch. And as you said, the weather kind of stinks today, although forecast looks pretty good for next week when they return home. But yeah, I mean, it's tough. And I think to some people, just baseball being back signals warmer weather and barbecues and fun stuff around the corner, which is good. And maybe the symbolicness of it all is what warms you up today. But I know that a lot of people, it's just a reminder of how frustrating this stretch has been for this team, because you got so close, you didn't get over the hump. Maybe you didn't do enough to try to get over the hump, and it's going to be much more difficult this season. So yeah, it's, I would say it's probably lower than it's been in a decade, I would think.
Zach Meisel joining us here on the show. Well, Zach, yeah, I know there's been a little bit to be down about, Al, but down about with all this. But you know, you do got Shane Bieber going today, and is it weird like Shane Bieber might have some sort of a campaign for legitimacy because he wins a Cy Young, but it's in a short season, and there are some people where, hey, I love Shane Bieber, and I've had knockdown dragouts with my co-host about Shane Bieber, actually, of all people. But there's some people going, well, you know, I don't know how great it really is. Is there something there to that with him?
He's treating it that way as motivation. And I think Yeah, I mean, we all forget that in 2019, he pitched a full season. It was his first full season in the major leagues, and he finished fourth in the Cy Young voting. So this isn't like he's some 12-start wonder, and he still has to prove himself. Now, he thinks he still has to prove himself because he's using that to push himself. But I think this is a guy who's really good and knows what he's doing and knows what he needs to do to get better. So I think he's out there to prove that he can throw 210 innings and have, obviously, I don't think he's going to have a 163 ERA, but he's out to prove that even though he's only 25 years old, this guy's a bona fide ace and that he can lead this staff into the next era of great Cleveland rotations.
Jake Bowers over Bobby Bradley. Why?
That really set you off, didn't it?
I just want to see Bobby Bradley.
Lost his mind.
I just want to see what he can do, that's all.
It's simply a matter of if Bowers doesn't cut it for the first month, he's gone, and you'll never think of that name again. And then you can turn to Bobby Bradley at that point. I'm not saying that it sends the right message, because Bobby Bradley worked his tail off, got himself in fantastic shape, and you know, hit really well in spring training. And
Follow-up question, Zach. What if I don't care if Jake Bowers is out of options?
Yeah, that's fair. But by the same token, he's 25. He's only a few months older than Bobby Bradley. And if you cut bait with him, and Bobby Bradley doesn't pan out, and Jake Bowers goes somewhere else and starts hitting, then there's going to be criticism that they didn't give Jake Bowers another shot. You know, you've only seen this guy in the major leagues when he was 23 years old. And again, I don't even really believe in the guy. I don't know that he's going to have if he's going to do enough to keep that job. But I understand wanting to find out once and for all. And I think it also speaks to the fact that, yeah, in an ideal world, they'd love to make your prediction correct and finish second in the division and win 87 games. But this is going to be about trial and error. It's going to be about experimenting. It's going to be that the theme of this season is learning who is part of the future and who isn't. They have to sort through all this clutter. And so to do that, they want to give guys chances before they cut bait on them. And
all right.
So that's why they made that decision.
Well, I'm satiated by that answer, Lima.
I thought that was pretty good, very diplomatic. Yeah. It shows you that Ken could never actually work in a Major League Baseball front office.
Boom.
Zach Meisel joining us on the hotline. Give us somebody or someone who they are talking about behind the scenes on this opening day roster that we are not talking about, the media, the fans aren't talking about.
I feel like we've. Okay. I mean, like Logan Allen, does that count, or have we talked about it?
Not a ton. I don't think a bunch of fans have said, "Hey, we cannot wait for him to burst onto the scene." Now, let's go. I mean, we saw Class A demonstrating some of his wicked stuff the other day through some video, but I think fans were excited about Class A until the suspension, so I don't know if he counts either.
That's a good one. Let's talk about him.
Okay.
He threw 102 miles an hour the other day.
Jeez.
And, you know, we've seen guys do that, but it's really hard to command a pitch when it's going that fast. With him, it's not just 102. It moves like crazy. Like, if you're a left-handed hitter, it's coming in on your hands, and to try to think about whether or not you want to swing at this and then make up your mind, well, the ball's already passed you. And I think the Indians are very pleased that this guy wasn't even around the team last year, because everybody gets sent home when the pandemic hits, and then he gets popped for the PED test. And he was just stuck in the Dominican, just throwing on an empty field by himself for a few months. And so they didn't really know what to expect. And they barely knew this guy anyway. He was in camp, and he got hurt. They saw him throw, like, two bullpen sessions. So for him to be able to not just throw 102 miles an hour, he's throwing sliders at like 93, 94. I mean, his slider is faster than certain pitchers on his team's fastball. And he's able to command them, and he's able to throw them where he wants. So it's exciting because, look, he's going to have to gain some trust and prove he can get outs in regular season games. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if by even May or June, he's your closer, and then that frees up care. And by the summer, you could have like three or four guys throwing 98 miles an hour or faster and just coming at you from all angles. Definitely could be the strength of the team.
Tone, the bullpen mafia's back.
It's
you
back.
Heard it from
Boom.
Zach himself, baby.
Boom.
We're talking.
Hold on, I miss the goon squad. That's what I miss.
Yeah, I mean, well, shout out to Vinny Pistano. And who's in the bullpen mafia? Chris Perez?
I think so, yeah.
Tom Candiotti.
I had the shirt. We had the shirt. That was a fun one. Zach might as well join us on the hotline. So I asked Ken about this earlier. Normally, I'm not a big person to buy into this type of stuff. I think it's normally corny. But is there something to this team having a mindset of, you know what, forget about all these predictions. Forget about, what was it, Bowden saying we're going to be the worst team in the division or something like that. Forget about the fans maybe souring on us because of the Lindor stuff. This team has what we need right here to make a run. Is there any of that to this team that you've noticed?
I think there is some. I think what helps them is that it's a weird team. Like, normally, you look across the field today and the Tigers, it's like, it's all really young kids because that's the traditional process. Is you contend for a bit, then you rebuild, and when you rebuild, you tear it all the way down, and you play these 21 and 22-year-olds, and you have no idea if they're ready. And with this team, like, look at the rotation. Plesak is the oldest starting pitcher. They have six starting pitchers. Plesak's the oldest one. He's 26. But they're all in the same range. Four of them were from the 2016 draft. The other two were from the 2015. They came up together. I mean, they acquired some via trade, but those guys came up together with the Padres. So it's a group. Like, these guys know each other. They've played together. So in a weird way, it's a much younger roster, but there isn't going to be that feeling out process. So it's weird. I was thinking back this week. I wrote about this morning. In 2016, they clinched their playoff spot. They won the division in Detroit that last week in September, and they're celebrating, and you know, it seemed like the start of something new. And you think about that roster, and it was like, okay, you had Corey Kluber, who had already won a Cy Young, and he was the anchor of that staff, kind of like Bieber is now. And you had a lineup that wasn't very good. I mean, the outfield was Coco Crisp, Rajay Davis, and Lonnie Chisenhall. Well, they haven't really improved the outfield in those 5 years. You had some budding stars in Francisco Lindor and Jose Ramirez. And I'm not saying that there are parallels from 2016 and 2021 and this team's going to make the world. It does show you that if you get off to a good start and you have a run, that team won 14 games in a row in late June, you do start to believe in yourself. And I think you ignore what the preseason expectations are because nobody really knows. Some teams just have more magic and some calls go the right way or some bounces go the right way. So it's not impossible. I do think there is some belief in that clubhouse that something like that is attainable. I'm skeptical that that can actually happen. To me, this seems like a third-place team, but, you know, you never really know. And when you're talking about a roster where 95% of the guys are talented but unproven, there's a wide range of potential outcomes here, so I wouldn't rule anything out.
Zach, we thank you. Can I conclude the interview, Tone?
Yeah, I was going to ask him if there was one myth out there about everything that was handled with Lindor over the last 4 years, but I don't know if you're that interested in it.
How much time do we have?
Less than 10 seconds.
I was always skeptical that he'd actually want to sign here, but by the same token,
same amount of money?
What I was going to say is I knew the Indians were never going to go anywhere near that number, so it was a moot point.
But you're saying that if they would have had a similar offer maybe last year or whatever, you're not positive that he would want to sign here for that exact same money?
Yeah, I think for that number, but it might have been a little higher last year just because he had a little bit of a rough year in 2020 and was farther from free agency.
Welcome to the part of the segment where we upset kid by accident. Sorry. Should they ban the shift? 10 seconds.
Another 10 seconds.
No.
Yeah!
Wow!
There we go. All right. Follow Zach on Twitter at Zach Meisel. Zach, have a hell of a day.
All right. See you guys.
Zach Meisel joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What do you think of that, Tone? Put that in your pipe and
love
smoke it.
Let's go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.